Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, it's Lily 44, and we're going to continue our discussion on domestic violence. It's July 9th, and I will truly say it is hot here in Louisiana. We're going to talk about tonight domestic violence statistics on the rise as the economy weakens. Today in the news, I think they said there was 565,000 jobs lost so far, and it's still rising. I say this, and there is always some sunshine somewhere. We know a lot of people have lost their jobs, but I truly believe that somewhere there is some sunshine that's going to come through where new jobs will be created and people will be back to work. It might take some time, but I truly believe people will be back to work. According to this article, domestic violence statistics on the rise as economy weakens. The guy who wrote this article, he's called Frugal Dad. And he states that here in his hometown, a recent Commission on Family Violence study reflects the number of deaths related to domestic violence is up nearly 33% over last year's total. Now, those figures are only through September. According to a number of counselors and those running shelters for victims of domestic violence, it seems a weakening economy leads to more incidents of violence against domestic partners. Just a couple of weeks ago, a neighboring community was rocked by a murder-suicide in a quiet, affluent neighborhood, and the authorities suspect financial troubles were a motivating factor. Okay. Again, as you know, this discussion is about domestic violence, and I would like to give you two hotline numbers that you may be able to call. One of them is, this is the national hotline for domestic violence. 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-7233. The other number I have is for our local or our state hotline that I have the number right in front of me, but before I finish, I will definitely give you the hotline. Oh, here it goes. I'm sorry. The Louisiana hotline number for domestic violence is 1-800-411-1333. That's for Louisiana. Let me repeat it again. 1-800-411-1333. Okay? Now, if you want to call in, my number to call in is 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749. Now, let's get back to our conversation. I just wanted to give that little bit of information out. It also says in here, economic stress leads to violence. The classic case of domestic violence typically involves violence against women committed by a male partner. Of course, this is not always the case, and there are many different forms of domestic abuse. In a struggling economy where it is getting tougher to make ends meet and where many breadwinners are concerned over job stability, the pressure can lead to domestic violence in the home. Okay, the recent report is a good reminder that in tough times, we should be holding each other close, not pushing each other away. It is normal for couples to have different opinions on how to manage their finances. For instance, one couple is usually a spender while the other is a saver. However, in lean times, you have to find some common ground with your spouse, whether it be for basic survival or figuring how to maximize your earnings and stretch your dollars further than ever have before. The bottom line is it takes teamwork, and both partners have to be on the same page. As budgets grow tighter, victims have less financial means to get away, which is very important. With savings dwindling and monthly expenses going up, victims of domestic violence often lack the financial resources to flee their abusers. This is particularly true in cases of a single-income household, where only one partner controls the checkbook and the other is unable to accumulate money to flee. Fortunately, there are shelters in many areas that will take in victims of domestic violence and their children, but even their resources are strained due to a drop in donations during the economic downturn. So it's almost like the trickle-down effect. Because now that the donations, we're not giving as much as we used to because we can't. It's hard for the shelters and all these different organizations to help domestic violence victims because of the shortcoming and the shortages. So sometimes they have to find other means to help people. But what they're really saying is they want you to seek help before it gets too late. If you're struggling financially and the pressure is building, find someone you trust to talk to, either a professional or just a good friend. Sometimes it helps to have this sounding board to vent frustrations without taking them all home to your spouse. If you and your spouse are fighting over money, consider attending marriage and or financial counseling so an objective third party can help you work through the various issues in your relationship. If you're currently in an abusive relationship, please seek help immediately from a friend or family member, a shelter, or even law enforcement if necessary. Domestic violence is not something to be taken lightly, and as the statistics referenced above show, many times the violence escalates over time and ends in tragedy. Excuse me. Oh. Now, it's it's hard sometimes for victims to even begin to get help, even when they do have the resources. We have to start there first. When you do have the resources and you're able to go ahead and leave, sometimes guilt sets in and you won't leave. I can't leave him by himself. I feel sorry for him, or I feel sorry for her. She needs me. If she needed you, the beatings wouldn't go. If he needed you, you wouldn't go through what you're going through. The children shouldn't have to see this. The children shouldn't have to go without because of the selfishness that you are not you're not able to provide for them because you choose to stay in a situation that is not healthy. We have to come to a point to make a decision what is right for the children because the children are priority. We have to understand, too, sometimes because we allow the head of the household to have total control over everything, and we have no control over anything, we allow them to take over, and we find ourselves in a situation where, you know, you can't get out. I don't want to say the word can, but you have to find other ways to get out of it. And sometimes, I'm not saying every woman or every man is not knowledgeable of what's going on, but sometimes you guys are isolated from people who can help you. You're isolated from your friends. You're isolated from your family. And you can't get out and you can't communicate with the right people to get you some help. Those situations, we want to see if there were other avenues that we can work with to get that person out of that situation, get that person and the kids out of the situation. There was a story, a 911 call that came on, if I'm not mistaken, again, I want to say it, CNN, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 nights ago. And the commentator was saying how a 911 call came through. And the 911 call came through was from a little girl. She was literally telling the 911 person exactly what was happening, that she already knew her dad had stabbed her mom. What was behind that? I don't know. One of the reasons was she decided to get a divorce, and she wanted to move on, and I guess he was not ready or able to move on or didn't want to move on. I think, and I don't, it's domestic violence, but it's not involving a husband and wife. And I know everyone's heard the story about Steve McNair and his girlfriend or lady inside or whatever, her killing him and then turn around killing herself. You know, a great guy, gone. Because for one thing, we chose to cheat on our wives. There's always repercussions in everything we do. And I guess she thought she was not going to live without him. If she shoot him, she's going to shoot herself. So you got two people dead that probably the whole situation could have been differently handled if they would have gotten help like they should have, or if he probably would have known this was going to happen. And then now you have 4 boys that have no father, and you have a wife that's just totally surprised at what was going on. We have to look at those situations and take into consideration that we have to be careful with the people that we choose to be in our lives. Boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, we have to be very careful. And we have to, if you have a second sense and you know things are not right, you know, if you see the signs and symptoms, the first thing you need to do is get out. My life is much more is worth much more than me allowing things to happen to me. we have to learn how to take heed. When you're sitting up there, women, because I know women do this, when you're sitting at home watching soap operas all day, and I'm saying it like it is, watching soap opera, Murray Purvidge, Montel, all those different shows you're watching, and all of them basically have these different stories on it. Take heed. If you have access to a computer, get on the computer. Find the information that you need. Go to your nearest library. You'd be surprised all the things that you have right at you, and you don't even take advantage of it when you do, because you're so wrapped up in all this other stuff, you're not paying attention to what's more important, your children. When he comes home angry and he wants to slap you upside the head, that's not just a play. He's for real. And if you allow him to continue to do it, it goes to another level. It escalates. So women and men, you guys have to pay more attention to what you're doing. You know, just because you're not eligible, Just because a lot of you are not educated doesn't mean that you can't learn. It's not taking away your learning ability to get help. Now, I'm going to repeat the number. National hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 1-800-799-7233. The Louisiana hotline is 1-800-411-3333. I'll say that again. The national hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-7233. Louisiana is 1-800-411-1333. Now, tonight, I'm probably going to cut the show kind of short tonight. I've been very busy all day today gathering information because I not only do this here, I also help out in other areas. And I have a lot of extra duties that I do with my job. And I need to work on some more stuff with that. But I don't want to leave without giving you some more information. So, we want to review a little bit. We want to say what domestic violence is. We said domestic violence is an action used to get and keep power and control over family members or intimate partners. By law, domestic violence includes, but not limited to, acts of physical and sexual abuse, stalking, and most crimes against the person. Domestic violence has no barrier as far as color, race, or education. It's a serious and it's a common problem in our state, here in Louisiana. If you know anyone who's being abused, it is your duty and your obligation to make sure that they can get some help. Because if you don't get that person help, you're just as guilty as the abuser. Let's talk about the protective order, which we've discussed before, and the 8 steps to a protective order. You get the necessary forms, carefully fill out the form, request a temporary restraining order if you have to, bring all your identification, allow a judge to review your petition, service of process, what will I have to prove at the hearing, step 7, and step 8, the full court hearing. And like we said before, if you're going to go through to apply for a protective order, you need to show up for court. If you're not comfortable alone presenting your case to the judge, see if you can find some legal help. I know most states and cities have legal aid, so it shouldn't be hard for you to get the help that you need. We talked about the signs and symptoms of domestic violence. We talked about a common pattern of domestic violence, the abuse, the guilt, the rationalization or excuses. Then we get back to normal behavior, and then fantasy and planning, and then setting up. How we cry, and, you know, how the abuser cry and say, "You can't leave me, I can't do anything without you." And before you know it, you fell into it, and you're back there. And about a week or two later, maybe sooner than that, again, he's abusing or she's abusing. You have to stand your ground. But it's hard when you've been beaten down for so many years, but it can be done. Any man, woman can get out of an abusive relationship if they choose to get out. Let me repeat the number again. 799-SAFE, which is 1-800-799-7233, or our local or state hotline number is 1-800-411-1333. And if you want to call in again, I will give you my number. My number is 347-677-1749 if you have any questions. I found a poem that I wrote a long time ago, a while back. And it was from my book of poems that I wrote called The Spirit of Being. And the name of the poem is called "This Empty World I Live In." This empty world I live in is cold and dark and clammy, like a cellar of an old house. It is oh so full of destitution and despair. Is there ever going to be an ending to the fussing and the fighting and the screaming, the slamming of doors, and worst of all, the beatings my body can no longer endure? I try so hard not to make him angry, but lately it's gotten worse. I don't know who to talk to. Who would listen to me? You see, I'm supposed to be stupid. Well, that is what I'm told constantly. I can't talk on the phone simply because he will know. I'm afraid to go outside because of my appearance. I look as though I stepped out of the ring with Mike Tyson. I look in the mirror at my once flawless, dark skin, now scarred forever. My once shiny brown eyes now sit in two black rings. My once cute nose now broken in two places, sits crooked on my face. My once soft lips now cracked and scabby and dried blood from raising my voice, which earned me a punch. I look at my once healthy long nails, now cracked, split, and bitten, from worrying about what will my next beating be. I reach to touch my hair, once thick and long, now short and brittle. I look at this ragged dress I wear, and oh, how ugly it is, but it fits my personality, my world, shallow and empty. I sometimes wonder what turned him into this monster. This empty world I live in needs to be filled with love again. You know, I miss him when he goes away, because I realize he created this empty world I live in. And that was just a little poem I had wrote a while back. And I hope you're out there listening and see how the difference this one person changed from a beautiful person to this beat up young lady, battered, not only physically but emotionally. Let's see. Where did I leave off? Okay. I am going to kind of a little bit discuss what we're going to talk about on our next show, which will be the 16th. The next show will be Domestic Violence and Counts of 2008, and it's a 24-hour census of domestic violence shelters and services. And it has very good information in here, and I would love to share this with you guys on our next show. Hopefully, I'll be more organized, and I can get deep into my conversation with you guys. And then later on, we will discuss domestic violence dealing with men as the, as the person being the victim, which we don't hear a lot of because men feel so ashamed of that. But we have a couple more good shows to go dealing with domestic violence. Again, I would like to repeat the numbers. We have Louisiana number, which is 1-800-411-1333. The national hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-7233. And I would like to also say this. If you have a couple of extra dollars to donate, feel free to donate it to the different shelters that are in your area. They need clothes, they need food, they need things for the babies, for the children, toys. Take your time, take a couple dollars, you know, you go to Goodwill, we go gamble, we do everything else, you know. I advise you to try to help out somebody. If you know that you're not a victim, try to help somebody else. And if you are a victim and you've already decided what you want to do, help somebody else if you know that they're going through the same thing. Take your time out and see if they can get some help from you or if you can lead them in the right direction to help to get help for themselves and for anybody. It's like a chain reaction. And we want to save a lot of people and a lot of women who are out there being abused in so many ways. We want to save our men, too, because we have men out there that are being abused. You know, silently crying at night, you know, don't know what to do because they don't know how to handle that person who's being abusive toward them. I just truly believe that all people should keep their hands to themselves. If you're not playing and having a good time, you have no right to put your hands on someone else, none whatsoever, because you have a very great debt to pay, not only to that person, but also to God or to your God. I can't say my God, but to your God or who you believe in, the higher being that you believe in. You have preachers that get up in the pulpit and preach all the time, but go home and they treat their wives like crap. You have women, in important places, you know, and go home and beat the crap out of their husbands. So you have to think about that when you're holding a position in society, and you're still doing those types of things. There needs to be a time when you need to get a grip and step away. You need to seek help as quick as possible. Get some counseling, go to some type of classes that are offered through the shelters to get the help that you need. You have different types of counseling, family counseling. Go through family counseling. The courts will set you up with some type of anger management classes to be able to control your temper if you have a bad temper. It is not fair to that other person or your children to see you act like a big baby and throw tantrums and hurt people. It's not fair to them. I'm going to close my show a little bit sooner than I wanted to. We will return next week, which is July 16th, and we will discuss domestic violence counts for 2008, since I don't think they have it out for 2009 just yet. And we'll look into some statistics again. We'll look into what shelters are doing, and we'll look into summaries and how they're handling, you know, the victims and shelters and the other assistance that they get. We'll look into that later on in our next segment. If you want to contact me or email me when you get an opportunity, you can email me at tagged.com/Salita McCall. You can get me on Facebook, Salita McCall. You can also get me on Black Planet at Benny64. I would like to say, again, I apologize. I have to cut my show short tonight, but I'm hoping I keep my whole full hour next week. I want to say good night, and you guys have a pleasant evening. Thank you.